Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Top story, preparing for Hurricane Ian. And with that, I bring a local expert. Bruce Ford joins us from Clear Science, Inc. Normally, they're doing weather forecasting for the Department of Defense, among other things. So good morning, Bruce. How you doing?
Morning, Bob. How are you?
Fantastic.
Wish we had something better to talk about.
Yeah, but considering the circumstances, look, you're always on top of this kind of stuff. What are your models showing right now?
Well, I've been looking at the national models all weekend, and right now there are effectively two schools of thought within the models. One that brings it a little closer to our area, one that may bring it a little further away. And if you look at where the National Hurricane Center is putting their official model, it kind of splits the difference between these two schools of thought. But one thing I'll stress is that neither scenario takes us out of the woods, so to speak.
Right.
Either scenario, we're going to get the feeder bands, we're going to get those embedded tornadoes and thunderstorms and so on. So I don't see any scenario, if you just look at the probabilities, that kind of takes us out of the bullseye right now.
It's just fascinating, though, how they can even get a pathway that in many cases is accurate. But I remember back to Charlie, which was taking a very, very similar path until they said, you're going to be here for the long haul. I went home to take a nap. When I got up, they said, oh, it just changed directions. It's heading right up Charlotte Harbor. So is there a possibility this thing could take a hard turn one way or another?
Not too hard of a turn. What we got to watch out for now in the next 24 hours, it's going to cross Cuba. And so there is some elevations, about a 1,500-foot elevation there, depending on how that crosses. And storms hit that friction, they kind of get washed out a little bit, and then they reform on the other side as that conservation of momentum reconstitutes. There's very warm water north of Cuba. So it will reconstitute north of Cuba. So exactly where, we'll see probably tomorrow morning into the afternoon. When that eye reforms on the other side, that's going to determine the motion going forward. So I would say tomorrow about this time to about noon, they're going to be watching it very closely to see where the reconstituted movement is. And that is going to determine how close it comes to us.
And then the other thing is, like you said, the warmer temperatures serve as almost an engine to fuel this kind of activity, and usually you'll see increased strength.
Absolutely.
But in this one, they're also calling that it could weaken before it makes landfall. I guess, what are the factors that would make them believe that could occur?
Forward speed usually is the factor that would reduce that the intensity, but they're talking for that just before landfall. So really, when I see it come past our latitude here in Gainesville, I look for it to be a solid Cat 3.
Wow. All right. Well, that's serious enough for me to take serious action. Anyway, Cat 3. And I guess one of the other things is, how good are we now at predicting the path of these hurricanes?
The paths, we've improved a great deal, left to right of a track. We've improved over the years. Now, where these storms predictions are the weakest is our speed along track, and that's out beyond, say, 48 hours, that speed along that track and the intensity once it gets there. So that's where a lot of the research dollars and effort has gone into in recent years. So they're trying to improve those two factors. But the track left to right, I'm pretty high confidence in this track that it will be within 100 miles left to right in our area over the next 72 hours.
All right. That means
we are expecting those winds to start, storm force winds, which would be about 35 miles per hour and greater, probably Wednesday afternoon to evening, and then it increase. And once the storm center crosses north of us, things will improve very quickly.
Okay, well, that's good news. It's traveling now at about 14 miles an hour. Is there anything you can determine based on that forward speed?
No, it will accelerate as it moves north. As it gains in latitude, it will accelerate. And that's some of the cause for the decrease in intensity, is because of that forward movement, because it starts to get sheared apart.
Well, Bruce,
but I wouldn't expect that until quite a bit north of us.
Okay, all right. We appreciate your expertise in coming on the air, and stay in touch. We may want to talk to you again before this thing hits.
Thank you very much. You have a good day, and you know, the local emergency officials will have the best information on the movement on the ground. And of course, with a high wind event like this, old growth is one of the bigger threats.
So. It's good to remind everybody of that as well. Appreciate that. That is Bruce Ford from Clear Science Inc., and they do forecasting stuff for Department of Defense. He is we affectionately call him a weather geek.
Yeah,
and that means expert in today's lingo.
But that's who you want when, you know, stuff like this is going on.
Yeah, but he's not just a geek, because he's retired Navy and he's
knows his stuff.
There
you go.
Yeah, he's had some input there on the higher level, shall we say. He couldn't tell us anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Could be classified, Greg. You know what that means. Now, look, it's a serious scenario, serious situation. We need to treat it as such. We don't have a lot of time to prepare. You've got today, and you've got Tuesday, and what he was saying is, you know, sometime Wednesday, we're going to start to feel some of those winds, 35 miles an hour plus, and he feels pretty confident that we're right in the thick of it. So let's prepare like we are, because we are, and all the necessities that you need, and but that doesn't mean anything about panic. Be courteous to your fellow folks. While you're shopping in the stores and trying to get things taken care of, and help each other out too. Maybe if you know your neighbors need something, you could pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could give them a heads up. Hey, I found this at such and such a store. You know, we can help each other out. Or if a store is out of stuff.
Right. Be aware too, if you've maybe got some senior, especially if it's an individual senior citizen maybe in your neighborhood, they might not want to, you know, kind of run this out by themselves. So, hey, you know, it wouldn't hurt to invite them over. Just saying.
Just look, when you're in the stores and it's getting a little busy,
mm-hmm.
people are grabbing stuff.
Yeah.
Don't behave like a NASCAR driver. Okay?
Hmm.
Don't start punching people.
That's never recommended.
That's not usually what they do, but it happens.
It does happen.
NASCAR racer Andrew Grady throwing a volley of haymakers at rival driver Davey Callahan's head. Has gone viral. Grady went wild when he thought Callahan flipped him bird.
Mm-hmm.
Right. They're traveling 200 miles an hour around a track.
Right.
One wrong move and they can send you into the wall.
Right.
But, dude, he flipped me off.
And he says he didn't. But, you know.
The shocking scene occurred on Saturday at Martinsville Speedway after the two drivers brought their cars into the infield. Grady is seen bounding over to Callahan's car, and after a second or two, he begins throwing punches in swift succession through the rival's window and toward his head. I don't know if does the driver still have his helmet on, because that ain't going to hurt.
And then he kicked the car like that was going to do anything.
Yeah, the agitated driver stops for a few seconds, and he tries to race back toward the car before a bystander hauls him off to end the altercation. And that bystander apparently was a big feller.
He was rotund. I mean, one scrawny guy kind of pushed him back for a little bit and then just walked away. This guy comes up behind him like a big barrel, puts his arms around him like you would a kid, picks him up and walks away with him.
And here's what Grady said. He flipped me off. So I started Mike Tysoning his head.
He did.
Okay.
It is a dramatic video, and I see why it's going viral.
So these guys get agitated.
A little hot-headed, yeah. All over a little bird.
Road rage, not good on a racetrack or in the local supermarket parking lots. Stay calm.
But what if they don't put up their stupid card, Bob?
Then count to 10, just like your mother taught you. There you go.
All right.
Breathe. 9:16 on the Bob Rose Show. We're about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. We could use that right now. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.